And welcome back to Coach's Corner on KNIA Radio. This is Mike Effner talking today with Norwalk football coach Paul Patterson as we preview the 2024 season. Coach, how was your summer and how has preseason activities been going for the Norwalk football team?
Summer was good. And as you know, all of us get older, the quicker it seems to go. Time seems to pass faster. So that part was good. And to be honest with you, the unseasonably cool start to our season is strange for us. But outside of that, thought things have gone really well here for the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, how are the guys looking in practice? I know that I was going to ask you about that cooler weather. That's got to feel good for everybody out there. And just how's everybody getting along?
For sure, it has made a huge difference for us in a positive way. And I think, you know, right now we're really dialed in with what's going on. And I think everybody is right now fighting for a spot to be on the field somewhere. And so that level to attention and energy is always more significant in those first 2 weeks as everybody is trying to feel and find their way to where they're going to play once we really get rolling into the season.
I know Jimmy's and Joe's are always a big part of what you do out there in addition to the X's and O's. Who are going to be some of your dudes out there this year?
Well, I mean, let's start with that group that's coming back. Eli Robbins and Luke Brewer and Tim Korselman and Harrison Tripp and Colton Borsching Johnson and Caden Borsching Johnson and Hayden Demarai, you know, all those guys, Carter Eden, Dominic Tigner, those guys that are coming back for us is really big, you know. And then you even sprinkle some of those guys in that, you know, like a Tyler Stanford and Roman Hale and even a Brady Schmitz. Those guys got significant time last year with us, and so them coming back are the guys that we're putting a lot of weight on their shoulders, I guess that's the way to say it. You know, a lot of responsibility for us to be in a spot for us to be better.
So as you look at it, you know, season opener a couple weeks away, what do you feel like are going to be some of the big strengths on both sides of the ball here for this team?
Well, I think before we even talk strengths, I think the one thing that we've got to be able to do is we've got to be able to run the football better than we have. And so whether that's a strength right now or not, that's at least a point of emphasis for us. We have to be able to run for a first down. We've got to be able to run inside the five to score, and we've got to be able to run at the end of a game to keep the ball away from the other team and run the clock out. So that, to me, is one of the biggest points from an offensive side that we've got to be able to do. And then defensively, we've got to be able to stop the run. You know, that those two things are probably the biggest points of focus for us, and I'm sure, you know, everybody across the country is talking about doing those two things, but for us it hits home a little bit differently just based on how things went last year. So for us, I think, you know, the two things that I've been most excited about for us as a collective football program, one is our energy. I just think that's been good. That includes effort. Those things have been really good. And then for me, the coachability piece has been significant for us this year. Taking what it is that somebody's correcting you on and then you working really hard to make that correction has been really fun to watch. So really excited about how things look and how things are going and where we're at right now.
Well, certainly attitude and effort, that's a great place to start. Your passing attack, you've graduated a couple of really good quarterbacks the last couple of years in Landon Hookstein and Aiden Harder. What does that role look like this year? I know James Hatlevig had some experience there. Eli Robbins is a guy that can do the wildcat for you. What's that position look like right now?
Well, it's open. That's what it looks like right now. You know, we've got James and Caden Borsching Johnson and Eli Robbins all taking reps at quarterback, and each one of them brings just a little different element to the table for our offense. And so that's been, I don't want to say it's been tough to navigate, but it has been a little bit of a challenge for us as a coaching staff to try and keep what we're able to do up front with the offensive line in check with what it is that those guys are capable of doing. And so we look different when each one of them is behind center. And each one of them has been behind center. And I think all three of them are going to get time.
And then a running back, I'm sure Dominic Tigner, probably your number one guy there. He's been the starter for a couple of years. He's a senior now. I mean, what do you expect from him this year? Could this be his big breakout year?
Well, I think so. And to be honest with you, we've got to be better up front blocking for him. I think that's the biggest key for us is being able to get that and open up some lanes for him. His patience and his decision-making have been have been better than they were the last 2 years. And so I'm really excited to see what's going to happen coming up for him. And hopefully our offensive line, plus our edge, you know, so our receivers and our tight ends, give him a chance to showcase what it is that he's able to do.
And before we talk a little bit more about those lines at receiver, you got your burner out there in Eli Robbins, and you got a tight end in Luke Brewer that's had a big off season, and I know he's gotten some pretty impressive offers already. Definitely some, whoever does play quarterback, definitely some options to throw it to.
Oh, for sure, and that's really what we're looking for, is somebody who's consistent in getting them the football, because they're open, you know, and we've got to be able to put the ball on the money and have a high completion percentage when it comes to that. And we've got to be able to hit Eli as he streaks down the field, you know. And then you've got Tim and Brady, and then we've got Logan Atherton and some of those kids there that are trying to make a name for themselves by trying to have a really good camp here.
So who are some of those guys up front in the trenches on both sides of the ball that are going to make a big impact? I know it probably starts with Colton Borcherding Johnson, who's coming off a little bit of off-season surgery, but how is he looking?
Great. I mean, he looks really good on both sides. You know, Carter Eaton will be both sides. Harrison Tripp will be both sides. Not on the D-line, but at linebacker. You know, Owen Siemens is going to be in there as far as a defensive end, or I mean an offensive tackle, and then Roman Hale and Tyler Stanford. You know, Hunter Newberg or Bryson Chapman, and so those guys are the ones that we're looking at that are going to be really, really key pieces for us up front.
What's going to be the strength of your defense? Is it going to be the speed and the depth?
I think so. You know, we don't have a ton of really huge dudes running around, and so we've had to change things up just a little bit from there, and we're going to try and use some of that speed and aggression and try to put us in a position where we can get guys going, and meaning offenses going, you know, east and west, and so we can rally to the football and come up and make tackles.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk head football coach Paul Patterson as we preview the 2024 season. As we look at the schedule, Coach, it starts off with a lot of home games and short road trips, and then in October, a couple long trips back-to-back. But what are you thinking about the schedule overall?
Yeah, well, I mean, it is. We knew it was coming, right, because of the way that it worked out for us last year. But just like it was last year, it's strange to have three of the first four games be in one spot, you know, either on the road or at home. So that part is strange. And to be honest with you, here the last 3-4 years, we've just gotten used to having to take long trips. You know, we went to Pleasant Valley for a scrimmage, and then we've been to Glenwood and the Council Bluffs, Lewis Central several times now. And so just starting to get to that point where I think we're doing a better job of handling that travel. Early on, I don't think we did a very good job of handling that. And so that makes a difference. And, of course, you know, being able to start the year off with two huge county rivals, you know, with not only county from Indianola's standpoint, but also conference. You know, that's huge. And then our only trophy game of the year kicks it off for us with Carlisle. So all of those things are really important for us as we get ready to start this 2024 season.
Do you have any scrimmages on the docket this year, like next Friday, before you get started with the regular season?
Yes, Northwest is coming to us next week on Friday. Freshmen and JV will start about 4:30 here at our place, and then the varsity, we're going to try and do a regular warm-up before that starts, and that's going to start about 6 o'clock next Friday.
And how about the district this year? Last year, it was very competitive, very balanced. I think you ended up in, what, third place in the district?
We would have been fourth place in the district.
Fourth in the district.
We lost to Dow Center Grimes.
That shows how deep it was last year. So what are your thoughts on it this year? Who's going to be better? Who's the team to beat?
Well, I mean, we had a state champion come from our district again. So until we get, you know, somebody knocks Lewis Central off, I don't know how they're not the team to beat at this point in time. I think everybody's going to be a little different as far as how they look. Glenwood, you know, was the second place finishing team in the district, and they graduate quite a bit, but they've also got some key pieces back. Dow Center Grimes is, I mean, they continue to build depth as they start to get bigger as a district. I think Winterset returns quite a few key of their, you know, quite a few of their pieces. And then Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, I don't know a whole lot about them right now. And, you know, we'll start to figure that out as we get into the season. Playing them week 7 helps us as far as getting ready from prep time with that.
Well, it's a long season, and I know you won't know everything for a while, but as you look at it now, what kind of expectations do you have for this year's team? How good can they be? What will be the keys to making it happen?
I think the first thing that we've got to do is we've got to be able to handle adversity better than we have in the past. We've got to get to that point where we can do that. And you know, when something doesn't go the way that we want it to, how can we make an adjustment and come out and get that taken and make it a positive thing for us? And then from there, we've got to make sure that we maintain the same level of passion and aggression all the way through a game, whether we're up or down or it's tight. We've got to be able to do that. And then, you know, the thing I talked about at the beginning, the focus defensively on being able to stop the run and the focus of offensively being able to run has got to be a something that we've got to be able to do and execute. And if we can get that done, I feel really good about where we're sitting.
All right, that's been Norwalk football coach Paul Patterson. Anything else to add, coach, about the upcoming season?
Well, as I told you when we first started talking, this happening means it's official that fall is here and we're ready to roll.
Coach, looking forward to it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Mike.